Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Today is Wednesday, April the 20th in the year 2011 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this show is so totally ADD. With us in our virtual studio is Patrick McKenna and Rick Green of Totally ADD. And we're going to jump into the show in just a second. But before we do, a couple announcements. Number one, as a reminder to our listeners, particularly our iTunes listeners, if you would like to get a listing of our upcoming shows emailed directly to your inbox, go to attentionradio.com and sign up for our newsletter. And twice a month, we will send you a list of the shows and a summary for as far out as we have scheduled. We'd also like to congratulate Ruth Hughes. She's been named the CHAD Chief Executive Officer. She's been the interim CEO for a period of time, but now they've kind of formalized things and she's on board. So congratulations out to Ruth. I know they're going to have a formal ceremony at the CHAD conference in November in Orlando. If you haven't gone to chad.org and check that out, please do so and mark your calendars. Also, as a reminder out there for our ADHD Coaches, the ACO conference, the ADHD Coaches Organization conference, is the end of this month in Chicago. To learn more about that, go to ADHDcoaches.org. So with that today, let's jump into things. We got Rick Green with us. Rick was named by the University of Waterloo as one of the top 50 science graduates of all time and is the only comedian so honored, at least so far.
Yeah.
He began his career as a teacher at an Ontario Science Center developing programs and plays for the general public and school groups. He left in 1979 to become a full-time comedian, did that for 8 years. Oh, actually, then he went on to produce Canadian comedy series History Bites on the History Television, for which he received a Gemini Award. And the show has been hailed as the cleverest Canadian comedy of all time. Also with us is Patrick McKenna. Patrick was involved in making the documentary ADD and Loving It, which I'm going to talk about in a second, which was a labor of love for him and a personal journey through a sometimes troubled childhood. When he first signed on, he believed that he had attention deficit disorder, was a gift. But as he spoke to many of the top experts around North America, he began to see that most people with the syndrome sabotage their lives and cause untold suffering. So with the support of his wife, he found the courage to talk openly about something he'd always tried to hide, and the progress gained a deeper understanding and power around the challenges of ADD and new appreciation for his own accomplishments. What this is really kind of focused on is back in 2009, I guess Rick had put together this documentary film, ADD and Loving It, and the film follows the story of Patrick McKenna as he goes through the formal diagnosis process and decides to educate himself on ADHD, what ADHD is and what it's not. Before it aired, the film won Rick the CAMH Foundation's 2009 Celebrity Transforming Lives Award because, as the nomination stating, in 1 hour this program will transform how Canadians view this disorder. Transforming people's view of ADHD and providing good information and motivation behind TotallyADD.com. So with that, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
This is very exciting. You guys are like ADHD rock stars. I'm looking at the cover of Attention magazine this month that's produced by Chad, and I got your faces on here.
Yeah. I had no idea, but apparently, yeah. It's terrific. It's been, as you describe it again, it's been a really interesting journey. Patrick and I worked together for 15 years on the longest-running comedy in Canada at the time, The Red Green Show, which is, of course, run on PBS stations all across the U.S., and we had talked a couple of times about ADHD, about how it runs in the families, how, 80% of comedians are, Patrick?
At least.
And then it was, well, what if we did a special about it and convinced the network to give us some funding, and we were off to the races.
Was it easy convincing the bodies to get the money?
Not really, no, because they, the first reaction was, well, that's been done. And then it was, well, this is adult ADHD. Oh, that's interesting. And it's going to be two comedians. Oh, that's interesting. And one of them has not been officially diagnosed but strongly suspects. Oh, that's interesting. And And then, of course, when we made the documentary, you know, we got my co-producer and wife and everything else, Ava, got on the phone, and within a few minutes had 9 people lined up, just amazing experts across North America. So the program was astounding. And then the real surprise was when Patrick and his wife were on camera together. Janice is, I mean, Patrick has won every comedy award there is, but his wife's funnier, okay? So
to be blunt.
You know I'm right here, right, Rick?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
I just wish Janice was here, you know, because
is she better looking than him, too?
No, goodness, he's much cuter. He's much more feminine than his. But so, yeah, and this, we had no idea. I mean, I think we were both, well, all of us were kind of, we're comedians, we're way out of our depth, and this is a controversial issue. It's not, you know, like lung cancer, which everyone pretty well agrees is real and bad. It was an interesting process to do this. Patrick, I think you had a real, I learned tons, and you transformed how you viewed it, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely, because when I first stepped into it, you know, you think you have something, but when you actually start to have the diagnosis put up in front of you with a camera running, it gets a little, it becomes quite vulnerable. But at the same time, when it's only the truth coming back at you, it was very easy to proceed without caution, just kind of let it go. So when I invited my wife on and said, you know, be as honest as you need to be and want to be, and everything will be fine. And we just had the time of our lives. And I think people, since seeing this show, are reacting to that quite a bit, watching a couple not challenge each other, not blame each other, but roll with it, have fun, investigate it, see how you can make the other person sore as opposed to be sore.
Well, this is interesting. It's very powerful because I wasn't actually aware that you were getting diagnosed through the making of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Neither did I the first couple of days. wouldn't this be a great idea if? And we thought, well, really, if you're going to be talking about it, I have to go through the process and myself in order to recommend it to anybody else, to be honest, and to see what people can step into it, and it's not so, being afraid is a choice, and that it's nothing to be afraid of. It was quite simple and quite easy, and it answered questions. It didn't create walls.
Well, yeah, you made it look easy, but it takes a lot of courage to stand up and do that, and you know, really expose yourself to the camera. That you know, you can't erase it once it's on there. So, kudos.
No. Thank you very much. But you know, to be honest, what the nice thing I was learning during it is that I'm one of the successful ones that I've sort of, by accident and luck and so on, have a life that's working with ADD. Being a comedian and a Second City background where it's a lot of improvisation, it's disposable, it's moment to moment. Life of an actor where jobs are short term, you know, you're always laughing, it's easy to have fun. So yeah, I kind of set myself up for success. And that's one of those things that was nice during the exam, because then you can realize all that other blame and shame you can kind of let go.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you can see some other people who haven't set themselves up in that way, haven't been able to follow that route, maybe sitting in a cubicle with a stack of paper in front of them for 8 hours a day. It's so stressful and so unfortunate, and they're taking all that aggression out in so many different ways, through divorce, drink, self-medication, impulsivity. All those things are triggered when you set yourself up for failure.
Yeah, and there's a real, I think in the process, you know, one of the things the film emphasizes is, you know, finding the right people around you and the right partners and finding the right careers. One of the things towards the end that we discuss of how to work with this. And I think both of us had really accidentally found the right career through, you know, very odd pathways.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I could see suddenly, like I'll tell you, when I got the official diagnosis, I went and threw out all my screenplay ideas. You know, I had a dozen great screenplay ideas, just amazing. And I was never going to sit for 6 months and finish one of those on the 1 in 100 chance that it'd get made. Because there was no way. So even, you know, knowing what I knew, the more, like, doing the film took it to another whole level. I just, this level of acceptance, it is what it is. And I think, you know, what Patrick says is really clear about is, you know, let go of the guilt, let go of the shame. And that, he did that, I did that, and I think that's the whole point of not only the documentary, but the website that came out of it, which was really about, totallyadd.com is really about embracing the diagnosis. And the phrase I love to use is, I used to suffer from ADHD, and now I just have it. And that's the goal.
And that's interesting, because I wanted to switch things and start moving. did you envision the website when you were making the documentary, or was did that just kind of happen at the end?
That was a real add-on. In some ways, towards the midpoint, we realized, my God, we're getting astonishing interviews full of information. And for people who are dyslexic, this is like a gold mine of stuff
yes.
here. We've got to build a website. I mean, it was sort of standard. Everybody does now. The fact that the website then blossomed, that there's now 4 hours of video on there, the fact that we're now developing new DVDs that you'll be able to buy that really cover a whole range of topics, and all of the stuff that's coming onto the website, and the fact that there's like, I think it's 17,000 members now on the website, just incredibly supportive of each other. The forums, you know, we're reorganizing them and constantly and so on, but it's just taken off. And so when the documentary got picked up by PBS in the fall last year, and we were able to actually take what was originally 42 minutes and turn it into 57, we got to hear way more of the fun stories, we got to hear more information and so on. That really, it just resonates with people. The phrase that we hear from people is just, I'm showing this to people around me and they're finally getting it. Or, my parents saw your documentary and called me and said, honey, we get it. It's, you're not just lazy. We understand. We're sorry. And there's been emails coming in, things like, you know, I'm heading into my third bankruptcy and just finishing my second divorce, and I had decided that this was enough, and I went out and bought the pills. And then I happened to see your documentary on PBS, and I flushed the pills down the toilet. But this guy was actually had planned when he was going to kill himself, when he was going to take the pills, because he could not. Yeah, it was just at that point. And we've been doing workshops, live workshops, and they're hilarious, and they're fun, and they're moving, and there's tears. And that's the same thing. At the end, we ask people for comments. And one of my favorites was, you just saved my marriage, which is amazing.
Wow.
So we're actually bringing that to the States. We're going to be down in Maryland on June 12th and at the University of Maryland and doing our workshop now.
Yeah,
live,
yeah.
So.
Chad's supporting you in that effort, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Chad's been amazing. Ruth Hughes, who you mentioned off the top,
yep.
has just been wonderful. They themselves, they have never endorsed anything. And
mm-hmm.
our documentary, they endorsed it. And that made a big difference for PBS because they're television people.
Yep.
So probably 90%
yep.
of them are ADHD, but that endorsement made a big difference.
Certainly. I tell you what I need to do is I want to run to break, and then I want to come back and I want to talk about more details about what's in the website and some of the features. But before we do that, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, do they just go to totallyadd.com, or
yep.
is there another means that they should get in touch with you?
No, that's the place to go. And if there's, you know, questions, there's forums. You can become a member. You can pose questions in all the different forums. You can answer questions. What's one of the best things I recommend when you're stuck on your own stuff is go help someone else out. It gets you out of your own head. It really does.
Absolutely.
Yep.
With that, we'll be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD. Is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
Awareness of how your brain processes information and emotion is the key to self-management and success in today's world. I am an international ADD coach. Contact me, Susan McIntosh, at susanmcintosh.com to see and hear how you too can be a success.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/APR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We've got Rick Green and Patrick McKenna from Totally ADD talking about ADD. I want to start talking a little bit about your website and what's there, but before we do, I just want to jump in. One of the things about this show is I always like to pay attention to what people are paying attention to, and this particular situation, your website is interesting to me because you pay attention to ADHD, but you do so in kind of a lighthearted, humorous way, and it's exceptionally visual. And I mean, in your introduction video, you guys talk about most ADD sites are just like text and stuff like that, but it is exceptionally visual. There's lots of videos done in a real fun way that they're easy to listen to. And I guess if you guys could just kind of start, just describe what's in there and then maybe talk about how it all came about and why you went the video route and maybe give us an idea of one of my questions is, are you guys having as much fun as it looks like?
Well, absolutely having as much fun as it looks, definitely. And because the experience of making the documentary, we got out to go on the street and talk to people. So that was a big section of the streeters. And the most interesting part was how many people denied it and just said it didn't exist. They thought it was children acting bad. And this was from teachers as well as pedestrians. And then other people who knew so much about it because they were diagnosed years ago or their child was recently. But it was easily maybe 20% of the people knew anything really about it. And that was eye-opening to see what the reaction of it even was. So we knew that we were onto something because we had so much information. There was just so much misinformation out there that it was time to kind of straighten it out all in one place. So that became very exciting. And Rick and I both, again, as you said, we've known each other for about 20 years now. And, you know, a day with Rick is just very easy. So this was going to be a project that was going to be a lot of fun for us. And we just kept laughing. And the more we laughed and the more the crew laughed, we knew we were on to something, and watching people also tear up as we were talking about things because they were so in touch with some of the stories, and watching just little layers and layers being peeled away from people and the vulnerability starting to come forward and so, say, you know what, I would like to follow up on this more. And it was really a great journey.
So the key to the website is you've got, it's really a community for people to come share and learn about ADHD, learn about the diagnosis, learn about the emotional journey, and talk about treatment. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot. There's really a lot about empowering and what to be wary of in terms of, you know, there's some of my rants deal with the danger of statistics. You know, that if there's two people in a race, the guy who wins, or the guy who loses the race, if there's only two, he can say, I came in second, the other guy was second last. It's like you really have to watch in terms of statistics and numbers and cause and effect. You know, those are the, it's really, there's so much misinformation and hokum out there. And people, you know, people will say we can treat the ADHD symptoms. It's like, wait a minute, what is it? You're not actually treating the ADHD. No, but I can reduce the symptoms. One of the symptoms is depression can be a symptom. And I'm going to dance around naked with flies attacking me and singing woohoo, and you'll laugh your ass off. And therefore, I've helped diminish the symptoms of ADHD. It's like, whoa. You know, I may be exaggerating slightly, but you see what I mean. So
yes.
the website really is, I mean, Dr. Umesh Jain and so many of the other experts on the website really provide the science. But they themselves, I mean, they're interested and they got into ADHD because they themselves saw how much could be done. And that's when patients are really do take on treatment, take on a holistic approach, mind and body, and really go through it. There's so much that can be done. And I think that the message of laughter, the other thing I think Patrick and I, you know, we're comedians. It's what we do. And yet, there's, you know, in that documentary and on the website, there is stuff that just has people tearing up and moved. And I'm all about giving people freedom to take on who they are. There's a great moment in the workshop we're talking about. We do in our Now What workshop, we do a list of about 40 strategies, and we go through them very quickly. And one of them is just accept who you are. And I remember we were doing this in front of 500 people in Toronto, and I said, if you need five sets of car keys, then you need five sets of car keys. Stop apologizing. Don't feel bad about yourself. You're a good person. You give to charity. You're a good parent. And you happen to need five sets of car keys. to have to make sure you don't lose them all. So what? And you could have, I mean, it was almost like sobbing in the audience. People going, that's right. Just so that, I mean, the laughter, yeah, absolutely. And the flip side of it is just the release of, oh, my God, this is, you know, well, you know what it's like when you find out as in an adulthood. In adulthood, it's like, oh, my goodness, this explains so much.
And I think the laughter is important more so for the adults, so they can kind of have accepted a little bit and embrace it a tad without it being a shame-based thing all of a sudden. Because when people suddenly wake up to the realization that there's a name for something they have, they get very angry at all the years they didn't know. So the laughter is that idea of putting that out front and putting a smile on some of the ideas, because now you do know. And it became very empowering that of watching the adults realizing, if we can nip this in the bud and get this out to children now and educators, this will eliminate all, so many more adults in the future feeling this. So that realization was so empowering, and watching that tide change when we go to the schools and parents who approach me now who are in contact with Totally ADD, just the fact they have a place to go without being embarrassed that it's them passing something on to their children. That's a, there's so many levels of shame in this for people that they interpret that it's really hard to get through that sometimes.
Well, one of the things that I really like is half of the adults that I coach that have ADD were diagnosed later in their in life, like in their 30s and their 40s. And, you know, there was always, they always described, like, you know, they always kind of felt they were different, like they were the complete oddball on the outside. And the diagnosis at first brings a little bit of relief. Oh, there's a name for it. But then, after a period goes by, it's like, okay, so what do I do with it now? And what I really like about your site is the humor and the laughter and stuff. Says, okay, listen, let's make this a little lighthearted. Let's kind of break this down. There's a community. There's other people like this, and you guys provide information to kind of help people start to move forward in their lives. And like I did, I watched the video that Rick did on statistics, which is really good. And there's another one that was I think Jan did on strengths and kind of talking about, you know, you could just hit a, you could have an accident in your car one time, and everybody's going to focus on that one accident. Nobody's going to pay attention to the years that you were a safe driver. And it really kind of helps you put things in a perspective to put them in a way that you can kind of like actually move forward as opposed to dwelling on the difficulty. So,
absolutely. It's there. And to be honest, you know, you've got choices on the web. Do you want to go to a website that's just going to be dry, straight information, which is I think it's also very hard to register dry, straight information as recognize yourself in it. As you know, you look at the DSM, the 18 symptoms, it's most people that I've gone through it with them, and they've gone, not that I'm, leading them through to diagnose it, but when they see it and they're reading it, they're going, they don't recognize themselves, you know. And then I'll say, like, when you have to do your taxes, do you have trouble finding where the receipts are? Oh, yeah, yeah. Whereas when it says, you know, often loses items needed to complete a task, it's, huh? So the other thing that happened with the website was that the Patrick's story and that interaction with Janice was one thing. And the other was that one of the doctors we interviewed said, you realize, to me, said, your character from the Red Green Show is pure ADHD. My character, Bill, was doing these silent physical comedy things on the Red Green Show. And we then found out that Mr. Bean is used in England for people with Asperger's syndrome, because they identify with Mr. Bean. And they use him as a kind of a therapeutic tool. So the other thing we did for the website was to create a bunch of adventures with my character, Bill, that illustrate ADHD. And people are, the comments are, you're great, just, that's me, wince, you know, or I'm embarrassed, or it's almost painful to see this if I wasn't doubled over laughing, you know. So that, to have the different things on the website where there's information and there's laughter and there's opinion and guidance and so on, and then the forums, of course, where everybody.
Yep, absolutely. But I tell you what, I need to run to another break to get that in. Again,
sure.
For our listeners out there, if you'd like, you basically see the website, and if you want to contact, you just hit the contact button at totallyadd.com, and with that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuchman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit: Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles, so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD Diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to Attention Talk Radio. With me is Patrick McKenna and Rick Green of Totally ADD. For our listeners out there, we're going to run a little bit over. Some of you will lose the signal in about 3 minutes. When you do, just wait about a half an hour and go to attentiontalkradio.com and queue up this particular show and just move the needle to 30 minutes and you'll catch the last couple minutes. But guys, I got to tell you something. The one thing that I'm dying to know is with two guys with ADHD, how the hell did you organize all this to pull it all off? Because the website's absolutely incredible. You guys are doing these videos. There's lots of great information, but how did you get organized enough to do this?
We had guns, and we pointed them at each other. It was like a Mexican standoff, and then I would say, are you going to – no, we worked with some really amazing people to start with. Dr. Yumish Jain, who's on the website a lot, is part of the – you know, is a key component of this and really has given us so much support. And then I give great credit to my wife partner, Ava, who has done an amazing job. People think that the website has like 40, 50 people behind it. There's like four or five of us. We have a young kid helping us and some really great website managers who are doing this in their, you know, part of the week and so on. So, and then it's just one step at a time. It's, you know, that's always the advice I give is start something. Just do it, you know. It's, you know, that's how I managed to get years ago to get in shape when I was 50 to do a bike rally that was going to be almost 370 miles. Mm-hmm. And I was completely out of shape and didn't own a bike, but I started. I took one step and one step.
It was the tricycle, Rick. You got to get over yourself.
Well, you know, I know. That was incredible. And
long ride.
Yeah, and so, backwards. I did it backwards.
So
I would have to say Ava is really such a great godsend because in her previous life she was an editor for the Red Green Show. So when you live with an editor and you have Rick as the husband, I think that's a perfect marriage right there. Someone who can actually cut him down into time, which is nice.
Exactly. See, we wouldn't be running over if she was on this call.
Well, I was reading the article in Attention Magazine, and what I took from that is, you know, Rick, sometimes you'll just get an idea, and correct me if I'm representing this wrong, and blurt it out, and then you'll start kind of talking to flush it out, and she kind of hangs there not to cut you off, but to kind of let that stuff unfold to see if there's any merit to it or not. So she's a great structure for you to, when you have that spontaneous, impulsive, creative thought, to work with you to actually help get it out, and then once it's out, she helps you develop. Is that accurate, or?
Yes, yeah, for sure. There's a structure, and it's she's also able. What Ava can do is simply say, "That's a great idea. Jot it down and then go back and get this done." So on the website, we have weekly challenges. Well, that needs to be attended to. So I've got to make sure the challenge on. And then, like a couple of weeks ago, I suddenly had this idea. What if we did a parody of those Ford ads that Dennis Leary does? The guys at Ford are crazy smart, and the graphics appear in the cars and so on. So I had a couple of interns who are with us. Hey, we don't have to pay them. A couple of great interns made an ad parody, and I was able to hand that off. But Ava was able to say, get them on that and sort of monitor the progress, because I would have gone off and spent the rest of the day with them, right? So, yeah, having someone there to report into, to check in with, is really great. You know, and then I think the other thing is Patrick and I have both done so much television, so there was some experience there.
Mm-hmm. What would be the two of your advice to our listeners out there that have ADHD and are looking to you guys as an inspiration? I mean, you've done so much. You've started this. I think this is the start of something really big in our field. I mean, of the experts that I've had on the show, I really kind of feel like there's a lot of stuff that's coming together, a lot of knowledge that's really going to bring ADD together. That knowledge is going to make it more real, reduce the stigma. People are going to start to understand it. And you guys with the documentary are actually, you know, putting it out there in a fun way to educate the population. So it's very inspiring. What would you tell our listeners out there that are sitting there, you know, they've been diagnosed, they're looking for some hope? What advice would you give them?
I would start with what I got from it was start setting myself up for success and let go of all the previous blocks in my life that I was in. Created myself by somebody else insisting they be there. Start recognize who you are and the best way to move forward with that.
Anything you'd like to add, Rick?
No, I think that's it. I think that the website is really designed for you to figure out what your flavor is, where you're struggling. And I also think there's that's really good, Patrick. I think there's a level of where do you want to get to? So, for example, if what you're up to is being an artist and living in the country, then extreme time management may not be an issue for you, but having enough money to be able to, you know, start your business, whatever. You got to figure out where you want to go in your life. And, you know, I think you hit it right on the head, Patrick, when you say you got to let go of the past. It's you didn't know. And the analogy I always use is that it's we're at the end of the spectrum, and it's like height. 4% of us or more of adults are ADHD. Well, 4% of adults are 6'5" and up. And if you don't know you're 6'7" or 6'8", you're not going to have a great childhood because you're going to hurt every kid you play with because you're 6'8". And you're going to be in therapy for aggression against kids rather than someone realizing, hey, he could be the leader of the basketball team or whatever. So it's knowing who you are. It's shown up in your behavior and in your failure, and in our case, in our failures and successes. But it's really okay, as much as possible, focus on what needs doing or where do I want to get to. What's my ideal day?
Very well said. Very well said. Just a few things. Again, you're going to be at the University of Maryland on June the 12th.
Yes, and I don't know if you can yet register on the website, but you will be able to shortly.
You'll be able to register on your website. And do you know if Chad's going to have anything on their website?
I'm darn sure they're going to have something on their website. So
you can go to totallyadd.com or chadd.org to find out more information. Again, it's going to be on June the 12th at the University of Maryland. And again, if you guys want to contact either one of them, if you go to totallyadd.com, hit the contact button, you can send an email. With that, gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show. It's been great.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jeff, for passing it all on.
Yeah.
No, it's our thrill. We'll look forward to maybe having you guys on in a year as this thing unfolds and see what new kind of comes up. So with that, thanks again, guys. And everybody, stay tuned for another episode next week, same time. The 27th, we're having an exciting show at that time, so just dial in and we'll catch you next week. Take care.
Take care.